Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network and the ministry of Deacon Wes Armstrong, New Beginnings Ambassador for Christ. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or the host or advertisers. And again, welcome to New Beginnings, Ambassador for Christ. Your host this evening, Deacon Wes Armstrong. Welcome to each and every one. Shalom, family. Shalom. God is with you, and God is keeping you. Yes, to God be the glory. I give him the honor, and I thank him for allowing me another day of life, health, and strength. Another day of being able to see, walk, taste, touch, feel, to think. Decisions. Yes, Lord. Thank him for, as I said, my life, health, and strength, and for being able to bring this to you, this ministry this evening. I honor him for what he has done for me to get me up to this point from the darkness he brought me up out of. And I thank God, and I thank Jesus Christ, and I truly thank the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God. Okay. Welcome to each and everyone that's tuned in this evening. And I really didn't have a topic, but I put a little something out to speak about. Encouragement. You know, I'm not at the top. I'm not necessarily at the bottom. You know, I'm in the number there somewhere. We all don't live on the mountaintop. You know, we all don't live in the valley. But there are times when we all need encouragement. Sometimes there are people. They need encouragement, and they hold those issues to themselves. And other times, they voice what they're going through because they're calling, you know, they're reaching out with their voice for help. You know, they need someone there with them, someone by them, a human being. Even though God is there, El Shaddai, the Almighty One. Even though he is there, people, they like to be reassured by another human being. And sometimes it's good, and other times we have to be careful who we commit to and who we rely on and put our hope and trust in. We can't do it with everybody. It's not necessary that we can do it with all our relatives, all our friends, or everybody in the church. You know, we have God, our creator, our redeemer. He is our sustainer, and he is our judge by his word. And he is available 24/7, always, always, morning, noon, and night. And it's not that we have to go through anybody else. We don't have to call the preacher, you know, and tell the pastor, "Pastor, I need this and need that." We can go to God for ourselves. If we have a broken and contrite spirit, you know what I'm saying? We when we get down to nothing, you know, our body and soul and mind and strength has been humbled, nothing. A person knows, you know, you can't turn to your spouse all the time and you can't turn to your family all the time, you know. And you don't want to keep it to yourself because it builds and builds and go somewhere. It has to release. And for some, when it releases, people take their own lives. Or they do things to get that attention, but they get it in the wrong way. So God, you know, our creator, our redeemer, sustainer, and judge. The book of Genesis, the first line, first four words, in the beginning, God. And then after that, created the heavens and the earth. Okay? All right? So we weren't created somewhere else in stash until this was done. When everything was created on earth, God, he created man from the dust of the ground in his image, in his likeness, created he us. And he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul, a living soul. Okay, all right? And, well, that's good enough for God right then, but God, he knew the beginning and he knew the end of man, of humankind, human beings, people. He knows our beginnings. He knows our what we're dealing with, going through in life, and he knows our ending. Excuse me. Okay, I'm going to turn the mic on for a quick moment and do a brief greeting. Shalom, family. Good evening.
Shalom.
How are you today?
Shalom.
Yes.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm coming along. I'm coming along, and I can say that I'm doing great. There's no need to lie about it. I got my faculties. I'm not sick. I'm in my right mind. God, I know God is there with me, so I'm doing great. Doing great.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. To God be the glory. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yes. Okay. Good evening, sis. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing
good.
Good
evening.
Too.
Welcome. Welcome. Thank you for joining
Thank
us
you.
This evening. Yes, yes. As I mentioned a little earlier, I put down encouragement. Encouragement. We all need it, some more than others. And then we all go through something in our lives, not necessarily just one thing in our entire life. We go through several situations and circumstances. Some are worse than others, a little heavier to bear than others. And as I mentioned, sometimes we don't know which way to turn, you know. But the Word of God lets us know that we need to encourage each other. We need to lift up each other, you know, not on over any and everybody else. Just lift them up to at least where we are on that level. Last night, my wife and I were listening. And the word was, peace I leave with you. Jesus was telling his disciples, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives you peace, but his peace. Now, see, the peace he was talking about was complete peace. You know, it wasn't that, okay, I don't have to worry about my bills today, but I know they're coming up eventually. No, his peace is complete peace. You know, we're at peace. We don't have to worry about it. We believe and trust in him. We give him honor, glorify him because of him bringing us into the fold, separating us from the world, and we believing in him, and we just trust. We put our trust in Jesus Christ, Jesus the Christ. We put our trust in him, and the word lets us know that if we delve into the scriptures. You know, we our life is within the pages of the Holy Bible, and you know we need things. We go to the Word, but then the Word also tells us we can go to others of the same fold. You know, Christians, saints, children of God. You know, and we can get that encouragement. Even David, he said he had to encourage himself. Because his army, his men were upset at him and they wanted to kill him, but he encouraged himself. And he came up out of that slump that he was in because things didn't work the way they thought things were going to work in that time. But to God be the glory. We have opportunity, y'all. We have the Word of God that's going to help us, bring us through any and every situation, because the Word is life. There is life in the pages of the Holy Bible. Not everything, but the words that are spoken by Jesus Christ and the words, the situations and circumstances that God let the children of Israel through lifetime, generations, you know, those are examples to go by. We need something to go by, you know. I used to think friends, you know. Oh, I'll do what my friends are doing, you know. That seems okay. I'll do that. But see, those things weren't truthful. They weren't honest. They weren't holy. And I got caught up, and I got sidetracked, and I found myself going the wrong way, the wrong path. So many years out of my life burned up because, you know, I identified with someone that wasn't living right, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was the way to go. But eventually my life wasn't getting no better. I couldn't really get no peace, you know, maybe for a couple of days or so. But then worry is right back and doubt and what do I do now? Where do I go? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to tell them people over there. I don't want them to think such and such about me because I'm caught up in this particular spot or this circumstance, you know. And your relatives, your family, you know, you don't want to feel embarrassed and ashamed because of what they may say and how they may put you down, you know. But we give it to God from the beginning, okay. Let's have prayer. I forgot about that. I got caught up in my talking as usual. I got that kind of mouth, y'all. Once I get to going, hey, if nobody don't stop me, I'm off and running. Okay? All right. Let's pray for ourselves. Pray for our neighbors. Pray for our family. Pray for the young people. They're being, I tell you, their minds are being twisted and tossed and turned. They've been given opportunity to choose which gender they want to be. They've been given opportunity to run and rip the streets and to, you know, pick and choose the friends and the activities they want to get involved in. You know, there is no more family. But we need to pray that family members, there's mothers and fathers are in the home now. You know, there's no such thing as the majority of homes are without two parents. Most homes have two parents, or there is a male figure in the vicinity, you know, that child can be led by. But, you know, it's everybody does that thing. Whatever makes you happy, you do, you know. Okay, and let's the wars that are going on, the people that are with no homes, those that have left their homes and countries trying to get to a better place, which they really don't know too much about, but it's just certain areas is just as bad as where they come from. But there are too many, there's just too much in this country to be wanting to turn people away. When they know people come from a country where they're not welcome, they're exiled, you know, they can't go back. There's nowhere for them to go but here to find safety, you know, and some type of peace of mind. We need to put that in prayer, too. Our loved ones in the family, older adults in the family who have been going to church most of their life are just saved, you know. People that are themselves Christians, and they're not saved. It's just something to do, you know. Oh, it's okay. Once saved, always saved, you know. Oh, God, he's going to forgive me. If I slip and do this over here, we don't know. And promise for us to still be living, you know. How can you make mistakes like that? You know, I'm right here. I'm going to be all right. And then there's no in the grave.
You see the need, Lord. You see the need.
Yeah, he sees the need. He sees me. But we have to call that need out. We have to call it out. And, so much, so much. And the LGBTQT situation, Father God, you know, the governments of the countries, Lord, power, so much wickedness in high place. Most High God in heaven and on earth, underneath the earth, we have spoken out, Father God. Situations, Father God. Circumstances, Lord God. Sex of people, Father God. S-E-C-T-S. Sex of people, Father God. I need help, Lord God. Stand, Lord. Your word calls for us. We have done all we can to keep standing, to stand. Sometimes we get weak, Father God, because we feel alone.
But
we call upon you, Father God. These things we call out in prayer. To our prayers, Father God. We're sincere in our minds, Lord God. We're not asking for faith. We're calling out, Father God. Those that are in need, those that are without, Father God.
But have mercy.
Those are in a redeemed, the children, Lord God. The wickedness that has overtaken them, Father.
No direction.
What the family is almost done away with, Lord God. We need to make a move, Lord. Your Holy Spirit, Father. It's a keeper. Hallelujah. But we need your
mercy,
God. These situations we have called out. And we know that you can do in your time. Your will be for these people, Father God. They need food, they need clothing, they need. We have those things, Father God. So Lord God, it's a need for us to help in some type of way. Lead us to do what we must do, Father God. Not as a show, but to give, we may have overflow, Father. Lead and guide us to do the right thing to help the next man in line.
It's
a possibility that it's a possibility, Father God, that we could be in that position as these people are. And we've been blessed so far with our life, hope, and strength. We honor you, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Lord God, to help us to, accordingly, all these things that are happening in the world, in our own neighborhood, on our own backyard. Help us do what we need to do.
So do your will.
To believe, your will. And Father God, as we were led and guided by the Spirit and by your Spirit, Father God, to do those things, not those things that are right, but to do those things that are right, holy, just, honorable. Keep us humble, Father God, not lofty, Father God, and lose our name in the book of life. Most High God, we love you and truly thank you. Thank you for saving our souls, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for saving us, forgiving us of our sin, Lord, sanctifying us holy, and your Holy Spirit dwelling within us, Father God.
Jesus.
Help us to
recognize
God. Help us, Lord God, to do the right thing in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
To help and pray, Father God, for those that don't
need.
They need direction. They need help in their lives.
Yes, Lord.
And those people that are in contact with to
Jesus.
Leave a word with them, Father God, a smile, Father God. Jesus loves you.
As
he loves you. And it's not about the title of Christian, Father God. It's not about the title of church, Father God. It's what's within our hearts, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to live the right way. So we have opportunity.
Oh, everlasting.
We love you, Lord, Father God. We
in the name
of
Jesus.
Let this message pass to whoever will listen, Father. Putting the word out there, Lord, for the next person in line to accept it.
In the name of Lord.
Oh, that we can't keep it unless we. So we're giving it away tonight, Father God. Hope in Jesus Christ. He loves us.
In your name.
We give you the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
We pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for leading and guiding us through it all. It has not been for the Lord on our side. We wouldn't be listening to this. We would not be listening to this book. We would be lost. Dead in the grave. Or lost in life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Since I have that thought about encouragement, I have a health issue I'm going through, but it's not that, you know, I look at my people in the world, you know, want to be noticed, you know, oh, I'm going through this, I need, come on over here, let's talk about this, you know. Serving God. It's a different approach than the way people approach life, their lives, and their families dealing with other people. We can leave it up to God and in prayer, but we have to have a conscious contact ourselves with the Father. And He hears us. He hears us, but we cannot expect for Him to be like our earthly daddies. We ask them for something and, you know, he'll give it to us. Most times we get it most times people get things when they ask for it because sometimes they just keep it on and on and on. Like some kids, they on and on, don't never stop, you know. And the parent, they'll give them something to keep them quiet, you know, or to keep them their anxiety level down. You know, but our Father, which is in heaven, He gives us what we need when we need it. His will being done, not our will being done. We weren't created for ourselves, you know. And God was not created for us. We were created for Him, you know. We were created for Him. So I'm going to start here. I'm going to do Psalm 34. And no, not Psalm 34. I'm sorry. Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Psalm 37, I'm going to do let's see, what can I do here? Psalm 37, let's do 3, 4, 5, 7, 9, okay? All right? Psalm 37, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, let's do 8 and then stop at 9, okay? 2 through 9, Psalm 37, okay? Psalm 37, 3, 2. Then the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. And He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Thyself, because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Threat not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Now, that right here, that's saying something. You know, if we're too busy and we can't, we want our cake and eat it too, we're going to wind up being lost because we're not waiting on the Lord. And his word tells us, even though it's in the Old Testament, you know, it's examples for our learning and our living. Yes. We can't deny because it's written. What does it say in John? Let me hit that real quick since we're talking about the word. Let's see. That John 1 and, I believe that's John 1 and 1. What does that tell us? John 1 and 1?
And that's
in
a
the
promise,
Rick.
That's a promise, too, Rick, what you just read. He said, hide yourself in me. I give you the desires of your heart. That's a promise, Rick. Enjoy the Lord. Just delight yourself in me.
That's
a promise. We just enjoy the Lord. And he gives us the desires of our heart. All that you do for the Lord, just delight yourself in him. Just enjoy the Lord.
And let me do this. John 1, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word.
Uh-huh.
And the Word was with God. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him, not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light was the
light of men.
And the light shineth, and the darkness comprehended it not. You know, Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the Word.
Yes. He's the Word made flesh.
He is the light of the world. He is the Word. He was with God in the beginning. Was God. You know? Hello.
Yes.
Some people can't.
He said, when you see me, you see the Father.
You see the Father.
Yeah.
That's right.
Why? It was the Word made flesh.
That's right.
When you
the
see
Word
me,
made flesh. Mm-hmm.
He was the Word made flesh. Praise God.
He was. Right.
So what? We don't have nothing to worry about. When we delight ourselves in the Lord and just enjoy serving, it's a joy in serving God. It's not a burden in serving the Lord.
No,
it's
not.
A joy in reading his word. It's a joy. And it says in one scripture, it said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
To the Lord.
Serve the
That's
Lord
right.
Gladness. Coming for his presence and sing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God? It is he that has made us, and not ourselves.
And not we. That's right.
So we are, we enjoy serving God. It ain't no burden to serve him.
Yes.
So we enjoy serving God for nothing to the Lord. It's
our
a privilege. Yes,
it's
our life. You know,
without him, there is no life.
It's not a burden in serving God. That's what the sinner man don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's joyful in serving him. Praise the Lord.
It is. Let me read Matthew 6 here, starting at 31. Now, let's start at 30, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 6 and 30, okay? Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. This was during the time when there was you might as well say there were two groups. There were the Israelites, the Hebrews, Israelites, and the Gentiles, which was the rest of the world. Even though now everybody is included in God's plan. And see, This was showing that the Gentiles, they in the world and running after everything that wasn't godly. You know, they wanted this, they wanted, you know, they were trying to amass all of these material things, you know. But we're going on here a little bit further. We're going to 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. So therefore no thought for tomorrow. For the morrow shall be thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, instead of us busy planning what's happening tomorrow, we could be wiped out, you know. And all those things that we have accumulated, where are they going? We can't take them with us. Our pastor would always say, I never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. So all those things that we amass here on earth in our lifetime, they're left for the next man to do whatever he wants to do. While people are out there, they're stressing themselves over getting this and becoming millionaires and billionaires, and you know, you got all this security and cyber this and cyber that. You know, it's all in vain. It's all in vain. Mm-hmm. If God didn't allow for us to get that through righteousness and holiness to share with somebody else, there's no need in us running out there trying to amass all this wealth and all this and all that, because, hey, we can't pay for righteousness. There's no price on holiness.
He tells us to take no thought, because he supplies what we need. He supplies what we need. And he says, look, in all Solomon, look at what Solomon had. God supplies weak food, clothing, and shelter. That's what we have to have there. And then go to Psalm 34. Mm-hmm. For the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The shepherd takes care of the flock. Now, he's our shepherd. The Lord's our shepherd. He's going to take care of what we need. And if we serve him, he'll supply some of our wants. He said he'd give us the desires of our heart. That means some things that we even want. But he's going to take care of our needs. Sometimes we want things that we don't even need. But he blesses us with it because we delight ourselves in him. So we don't have to worry about what we're going to put on, what we're going to eat, and what all this stuff. That's what the Gentiles see. That's what the world, they seek in all this stuff. But we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said all these other things will be added unto us. We don't have to worry about all these things, because the Father knows that we have need of what we have need of before we even ask him. He knows this.
Before we even ask.
All we have to do is just seek God's face, and he'll supply what we need. That's the thing we are having. His faith.
Yep.
Well, he don't supply what we need.
Let me pass this along to while we were talking about that. Let's go along with this right here. Okay, it's the parable of the rich fool. Okay, I'm gonna read it real quick so people can understand. You know what I'm saying? Amassing all this wealth and material goods, you know, it's not gonna do us any. It's not gonna get us to heaven. It's not going to get us past the grave. You know what I'm saying? It's just to let people understand and know this is not the way to go, you know? Okay, now, and he spoke a parable unto them, saying, this is St. Luke chapter 12, verse 16, okay? And it goes along with what we were just saying. The ground of a certain rich man brought him plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this is his own reasoning now. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 20, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And here, but not least, here in St. Luke 12 and 22, and this is Jesus saying to his disciples, therefore, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. 23, the life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. You know, so that right there, even though he was talking to his disciples, it's still an example for us to go by. You know, we got no business with our hand out 24/7, want this and want that. You know, it's not for us to have it all. You know, what God allows for us to have is good, but if there was a bigger overflow, if we get a greater overflow, it's not for us to hold on to. You know, eventually we're going to have to use some of that to bless somebody somewhere. And as you just said, you know, hey, God, he'll provide what we need. And the basics, mainly food, shelter, and clothing, you know. Mm-hmm. And then let me read this too right quick while we're on that. This is one of my favorite scripture lines here. This is Psalm 103, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is Psalm 101 to 6, all right? Psalm 103, 1 to 6, all right. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Oh, my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with love and tender
mercy,
who satisfies thy mouth with so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Number seven, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Number eight,
the Lord is
merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Amen.
Praise God.
He will not leave his people.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
When God bless us with extra, it's not always for us to on ourselves. It's somebody else that he can put in our path that needs it.
Share
with somebody in need.
Mm-hmm.
Not close our hands up and always keep it for ourselves. Because somebody, he'll put somebody in your path that needs it, and you give it to him, give it to them in love, because he knows what's needed. He knows what's needed. And when you give it in love, you can't be God-given, because it'll come back. It'll come back.
Yeah.
And when we do what God needs us to do, he'll always bless you back. So anytime we give, God always supply what we need. Because that's what we're supposed to do. And it don't have to be a Christian person. If God tells you to give, that's like, you can't give everybody out there begging all the time, because it's crooks out there too. But if he leads you to give somebody out there begging, if he leads you to give that person, you give it to him. It ain't your business what they do with it. But if the Spirit leads you to give that person, you give it to him.
Yes.
And let God do the rest. You do that.
Without a second
because
thought.
Because God, you were just so be obedient. That's the thing.
Right,
we obedient. God will bless us. it goes.
That's
and
right.
then sometimes, no, you no, don't stop my blessing by you not you telling me not to do it. You just let me obey
mm-hmm.
God, and then God, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to be obedient.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. We have to.
We have to.
Have to be
yes,
obedient.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. I got another scripture here. I got a little list, but these are not necessarily more important than others, but I'm just going down the list, and they all connect. And God and his son, Jesus Christ, plus his Holy Spirit, you know,
mm-hmm.
they all work together. You know, they all work together. God, he is number one, and then his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, he created the world, and the Holy Spirit, it sustains us, you know. It keeps us. It's a keeper, you know, and it comforts us when we're in need, you know. It leads and guides us to where we need to be, how we need to get there, you know, and issues that we may have to go through. But as I mentioned before, the scripture tells us, you know, after we have done all to stand, we can't give up. It's been too long. I can't take no more of this. We have to stand no matter what, y'all. I don't care if we're on a dying bed. If we are saved and we know we're saved and we're serving God, it is God's will for us to be where we're at. We can't get mad at God and say, well, God, he's supposed to be healing me. I don't know why he waits so long. It may not be his will, you know. And we just have to do what we are supposed to do.
That's
God's
right.
will is going to be done no matter what. No matter what, you know what I'm saying? No matter what.
Right.
We go through the things we go through because they are God's will. Sometimes we take ourselves through stuff and we get caught up ourselves. Then we gotta search out God. God said, well, you know, God, you know, I thought this was for me, you know. You told me this and you showed me that. But sometimes we need to just, what happened with Moses and the children of Israel when they were at the Red Sea? God told them, stand still and see the salvation. And what's the salvation? Salvation is complete deliverance. It didn't mean that God was going to supply some boats for them to, you know, worry about stepping in the boats, build a boat to go across the river, and who's going to be left over there? They're going to be killed, you know. God made a way for every last one of his people. To go through that river, standing as a wall on both sides, on dry ground. I can't imagine that, y'all. You know, I can't even imagine that. No, I can't.
No.
Okay. Okay. Let's do this here. this is Romans chapter 8. All righty. Oh, sis, did you have any scriptures that you wanted to put out there or no?
No. It's coming to my mind.
Okay. All right, now. This is Romans 8. And, the Spirit is an indwelling intercessor. Romans 8:26, 27, and 28. Okay? All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's Romans 8:26, 27, 28. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, we have to be saved, and we have to be humbled, and we have to approach God in the right way. We just can't drop down and just say a few words and think God's going to do for us, and then we get up and going about our business. No, we have to can use us. It's not all about us receiving what we want, you know. God can use us for a little bit of anything he wants, okay? All right. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit.
Yeah,
because
Spirit.
He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And
that's
we know
right.
that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them
Amen.
Who are the
Amen.
Called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate of his son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. You know, and with me, you know, I see my life and my situation through these words right here. That I was a drug addict for 20-some years. But when it was time, God brought me in, y'all. You know, got saved in New York City of all places. And he turned things around, and after 32 years, he sent me right back to my wife.
Praise God.
Something I
praise
did not
God.
Even see coming. But this
no,
is how God works. Yes. Mm-hmm. His will
this
is going to be done.
God. He sees
yes.
the end just
will.
Like I begin. He does.
Mm-hmm.
He sees
yes.
the end
yes.
just like I begin. Praise
that's right.
God.
That's right.
Thank
let me go on
Lord.
Down a little
thank
further. Romans 8 and 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
That's right.
Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long.
All the day
we
long.
Are counted as sheep for the slaughter. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And
praise
God loved us so much, he sent his only begotten son into the world that we didn't have to be lost. Oh, let me do that. That's John 14. That's John 14. I'm sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. John 14, where am I at? Okay, where's it? Where's that? Okay. All right. Is that 14:3 or 16? Oh, okay. Where am I? Oh. Well, I done got caught out there now. John 14 and... Okay, where am I? Where am I? Where am I? 14. John 14, 16. Okay. Where am I? Okay. John chapter 14, verse 18. Okay. I will not leave you comforted. I will come to you. This is where Jesus is telling his apostles that he must go back to the Father, but he will leave something, or he will send something in his place that is going to help them through what they have to go through, because Jesus, he knew what men, women, and children have to go through in this world in our lifetime. We couldn't be left with our own devices. No, that's not going to work. Me and my, with me, left the devices, if I didn't have the Lord to deal with, hey, I'd be right back in the world, probably be dead by now, you know? Because faith in the world without holiness to cover us, you know, without the Spirit of God to cover us, it's very dangerous. Even, as I mentioned before, even if we're found on our deathbed, if we are saved and done the will of the Father, and we know that we are saved and we don't have nothing to worry about, that deathbed shouldn't scare us.
No.
It should be like, welcome, you know what I'm saying? Welcome. I'm going to see the Father before too long. Praise God, you know.
Praise
we can't turn around and we can't give up. We can never give up. Proverbs 3.
We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. Because when we fall asleep, we're going to wake up in his presence.
In
we
his
don't
presence,
have to be afraid.
That's right. Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3. Let's see. Proverbs 3, 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And once we get to thinking for ourselves, 10 times out of 10,
You know, we would have to go back and find God and pray and fix faith and try to find out if he going to help us up out this mess that we got our own selves into. And we didn't have to get ourselves into it in the first place. But here we are. Here we are. And the word tells us. Chapter 3, verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own life. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with first fruits and all thine increase. Okay? Praise God. We cannot overlook him. Yeah, we can't overlook him. He is there for us. And we have to honor him. We have to let him know that we know who he is. We know something about him. And we get to that point and understand that, hey, we were created by him for his glory, you know. And he ain't going to share his glory with nobody. No, he ain't worried. No.
He won't lead us wrong. He won't lead us wrong.
No, he won't.
And when we leave our homes, Lord, you go before us. You lead and guide us, Lord. We don't know what's out there, what we're going to run into before we get home. But, Lord, you go before us and protect us as we go out and bless us to get back home safely.
Yeah,
if someone
speaks out there,
I don't know what we're going to face, but if you go before me, Lord.
Right.
I'm in your hands. You have to just keep just leading God. And just like with our loved ones, Lord, protect our loved ones, protect our children. Let your angels, God, come around about them and protect them, Lord. Because I got children and grandchildren and great-grands out there that don't know you, Lord. Just let your angels help around about them. Keep them out of harm's way, Lord. You know, we have to keep prayer covering them. Because they don't know you, Lord. And they need you in their life. Praise the Lord.
That's right. Yeah.
So pray for them to keep them safe.
It does.
Yes.
Ephesians 4. Let's do this. Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. Okay. Ephesians 4. Let me drop that here a little bit. Okay. Ephesians 4. And let's do here 18. Okay. I could have did the work in 17, but I'm going to start at 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Now, we were talking about the Gentiles. About the Gentiles. This is still a separation between Gentiles who were people of the world. Separation with them and the Israelites, God's children, and who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, cleanness with greediness.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, right about now, the favor of God has appeared to all men by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, he came. God sent his son into the world because he loved us just that much. He didn't want to see us destroyed. He didn't want to see us lost. He had come down before him. He said it was a Nimrod. Nimrod and his people, they were building that, they were building something up to heaven. And God said, I believe God said, he said, these people, they are of one language. And this, they decide to do. So God said, wait a minute, you know, let's go down. See, he didn't say just himself. He said, let's go down. So I'm pretty thinking that that is just, that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's go down and confound them. And that's just what they did. They split them up with different languages. And they left off building that to heaven, you know. But men's minds continually got evil and evil and evil and evil and worse and worse and worse. And it just got to the point just where God said, well, you know, enough is enough. I'm going to destroy man. you know, destroy him. But his son said, Father, if you prepare me a body, I'll go down and I'll redeem man back to us. And that's what God allowed. God allowed his son to come to give us a chance because his people were separated from us. They had all the benefits, but they acted up too. So they lost the benefits for a season. So now we all have an opportunity to turn from sin, ask God to forgive us, be sincere in our heart and in our minds, give it over to the Lord, and we'll have opportunity. If we do this thing right, y'all, we live right, we have this opportunity to, we have opportunity for everlasting life. You know, and it's too much of a good opportunity for me to turn it down. You know, I have a choice. Go to the lake of fire, or I can live with my Creator forever. No sickness, you know what I'm saying? No enemies, you know what I'm saying? Don't got to work, you know? No alarm clock, you know? Just love everybody and serve God, worship God, you know? And be restored and refreshed, you know? No sin, no sickness, no none of that stuff, you know? Nothing to worry about anymore. Instead of being in the dark, you know, grinding my teeth, you know, and all that stuff going through my head nonstop, you know, and hey, I got the opportunity right now. And as they say, you know, while the blood is running warm in your veins, because when the blood stops running warm in your veins, that means it's cold, your body has no life in it, and the soul is gone because the body is going to return to the dust of the ground. There's no life. There's no decision-making. You know, there's no way you can ask for help. You know, there's nothing. There's nothing. Just a waiting period. Just a waiting period. And when God, when God sends that angel with that trump and blow that trump, his people are going to, his people are going to meet Jesus Christ in the midair. Those are the dead first, and then those are alive, and they'll have Jesus Christ in the air. And it all be done, y'all. All be done. Except those that are born in the new millennium, they have opportunity to live by faith. You know, that's them. We're here now. So we need to do this now, not wait. We can't drag our feet anymore. You know, we have to get this thing done while we're able to. In our right mind, we can't wait till we're 85 and 90. We got dementia. We can't think for ourselves. Can't nobody do this for us but us. So we ask you, Lord, those that are listening, we hope this word gives them encouragement, Father God. We do, truly do, encourage them to clean their life up. Give it to you, Father God. Repent. Ask for forgiveness, Lord God. Ask for forgiveness and ask you to help them live righteously. And we give you the praise, honor you, God. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who has been given all power in heaven and in earth ever since he rose from the grave. Thank you,
man.
For this ministry, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for those that were listening in tonight. Thank you for giving me the strength, Father God, taking those radiation treatments, they wear me down. But I thank you for your strength. And with that, shalom, family. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.